Hello and welcome to episode 15 of the Drive the Green podcast. I'm your host, Matty B, joined once again by Bronell and Harv for yet another action-packed. Nailed I say it every it. Time, they're all action-packed. And I got your names right, so we're on a good start here. Yep. Memorial just finished up, we'll get into that. And yet another winner that we're not the most excited about, but we'll get into that here in a second. Before we get started, once again, I just wanted to say thanks to our sponsor, Player Golf, PLYRGolf.com. All of us. We're wearing our gear today. A couple hats, three shirts, sweater.
Yep.
Great gear. Look good, play good, feel good. You know how it goes. PlayerGolf.com, 15% off your order. Hit them up. Yeah, so let's get into the Memorial chat. The robot himself wins. Mm.
Guy gets it done. He's finding a way to get
it.
It
makes
done.
No sense.
No. All clubs
that
same length.
Makes no sense.
Yeah, I mean.
Well, it does with all his clubs being the same length.
Yeah,
I guess.
It does.
That's it's kind a of robot. Stupid.
It's like a robot. Essentially, replicate the exact same swing, same plane. Every clubs are same length. Just let the loft of the clubs do
just
the work.
Just one of those swing robots.
Yeah, exactly. He's a great club tester.
His arms are the stiffest things
yep.
imaginable.
It's like he's playing croquet.
Yeah, I mean, he's figured it out because he is consistent.
They showed that, have you seen that commercial with him about King Cobra, about the
no.
tracking software they have? It's actually pretty neat, but he's the spokesman for it. So
he's got all Cobras, hey?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's actually pretty neat. App that I saw him peddling, but I can't buy into it because he's the one peddling it. So
I'd be interested to see, like, just to feel like a swing with a wedge that's the same length as a 5-iron. Like, it would be so hard to, like,
I didn't even think about that. That'd be stupid.
Yeah,
like, it's just
you're standing so far away from it,
but he doesn't. He's standing like straight up and down,
I guess. Yeah,
on all of them. But yeah, it's weird. And he went through some. A lot of guys would have folded under that. So, I mean, he's getting serious Ryder Cup consideration. Probably on the team, just how fiery he is. His play has been great.
Let's not even talk about that dumb hat he wears.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's actually one of the worst things for me is his hat. I cheer for him if he didn't have that hat.
It's almost disrespectful to Payne Stewart.
Yeah.
That's his thing.
Well, as soon as you said it, I was thinking about Payne Stewart. And we've seen it before, but he was like the only guy.
I mean, he's not that likable, but is he in the category of Bubba and Reed?
No.
Not for
absolutely
me.
Absolutely not. No.
He's flirting with it.
He's no way.
Flirting.
Not even close.
I don't actually don't mind the guy. I'm going to say it.
You guys are dumb.
I don't mind.
Yeah, I'll say it. I mean, he is in no... Like, those two are on the Mount Rushmore of giant losers.
Oh, yeah.
And we haven't even carved in the other two guys. Like, it's just like Mount Rushmore, two guys.
Well, Kevin Na might be... Penciling himself into that picture.
Bryson DeChambeau's on a short list to get the...
Short list, yeah. But we're not about to hire a guy to carve him in there yet.
Yeah.
Not yet, but...
Yeah, not quite. So who are you rooting for in the playoff? You got Ann, Stanley...
Oh, Ann for sure.
You cheer for Ann?
I thought he was awesome.
Well, he almost chipped in and won on that first playoff hole.
Yeah. Well, he had...
Might have been something.
His putt on 18 was the same putt that DeChambeau won with, and he missed it.
Yeah.
And then they go into the playoff. Stanley, what did he have? 4 birdies in a row and then bogeyed 18. Him and Bryson both bogeyed 18.
Yeah.
And then Stanley goes into the playoff and completely his second shot is right and he's standing on like a... His feet were like 2 feet below the ball and he duffed it like 10 yards. And then he pretty much, you could tell, he just quit.
Nothing better than seeing a pro duff it.
Yeah. Oh, there's nothing better. No. Especially in a playoff.
Yeah.
With everyone there watching. Like, it literally went 10 yards.
Yeah. How about the galleries there? They were enormous.
Wow, that was
a big
huge.
I guess somebody was playing, but
even just
someone,
even just at the end,
yeah,
well, watching that final, yeah, they all hang around and.
But the short,
Jack's,
the early tee times weren't ideal for Sunday, but.
I also felt too that Jack and he was sitting right, like just off the green, like he was in pretty close zone of a shank hitting them. I mean, sure the. And did hit those people. Did you watch that when Ann hit it up into the people?
Yes.
No one was fucking moving.
No, I know. I was yelling at my wife. I was like, Why isn't that old man getting out of his chair and moving?
He literally sat there. They had the cameras on, like, and the mics on, and that old lady's like chuckling and laughing, and it's like the ball's in her feet.
Yes.
It's like you have to move.
He was sitting up against that umbrella, wasn't it?
Yeah. It's probably your umbrella. Oh, sorry.
And then that old man was sitting in that chair, and then Church says,
"Played as it lies."
Oh, maybe he's like handicapped or something.
Your ball struck my foot.
Terrible, of course, but.
I had to hit it off Frankenstein's fat foot.
But it was hilarious. It was unreal. Yeah, because they're like trying to figure out the drop of the ball and everything like that. It's and like, that guy was literally just sitting right in the way.
Like, did it hit him?
No, oh, it was like, I think it might have been him or the lady. I don't know if they were together or not, but it was like resting up against an umbrella and they were sitting on like a wheelchair platform. Like,
coming at them and they could see it and it didn't hit him.
I think she might have been in a wheelchair. But he was on a chair beside it.
He was in like a lawn chair, so he was fine.
And he could have easily moved. And then he kept dropping it. Like, those drop rules are so...
Just place it.
Yeah, just set it down. Just and then stick and then he goes to
a good spot.
And then he goes ahead and almost jars it.
Yeah.
But, that...
A lot of times when you watch those tournaments, you don't even realize... Like, think of how many people are watching them.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like, hundreds and hundreds of people are watching you. You could hit them. They're yelling stuff. Like, I don't know. If my extra club that I brought to hit my shot is like out of place a little bit, it bugs me. So how could I play in that tournament with all those people watching? Like, it would just be...
I always get a kick out of too. I get a kick out of shots in the gallery too, because people are just like, generally they know a guy hit the ball, they're staring at the green, and all of a sudden it hits him in the side of the head because they have no idea. They can't track a ball.
Pain's temporary, but that signed glove you get.
Oh, yeah.
That's true. Lasts a life.
And those cameramen come right up to them when they're hitting their approach shots. Like, it's...
Yeah. Well, and they
I
were...
I guess once you get used to it, but...
Like, even in the playoffs, like, that playoff hole, Stanley wasn't hitting his shot yet, but the camera was getting an angle of him and then DeChambeau behind him. So they, like, walk up, and the cameraman's standing right in front of Stanley... Essentially, so they can get a shot of him with DeChambeau in the back. And the guy's like, you're trying to line up your shot, and there's a camera literally right in your face. Oh, it'd be...
How am I supposed to chip?
How am I supposed to chip with that going on? But overall, it was a good finish. Again, yet another tournament goes to a playoff this year.
Yeah, that's been a lot now.
A lot of names in there. Tiger was up there for a while, but man, that putter...
You take out that top five, which was kind of a bunch of lesser-known guys, and it's like... Bang, Rose, Rory, Tiger, DJ, like...
Yeah, JT.
They're all around.
They were all around. Yeah. They all had produced some good shots. Yeah. Tiger was first in the week in strokes gained, tee to green, approach.
Proximity to the hole.
But second last in shots gained putting.
He looked like the Tiger of old hitting shots this week. The first time that I've ever, like, since we've started doing this and watching. And he was back, dialed. He looked... like Tiger of old, where distance control was on point.
Yeah.
He didn't even have to watch tee shots after he hit them. Like, they were just laser beams out into the
club
middle.
Club twirl, pick up the tee.
And what did you say? He missed 9 putts inside 15 feet?
He had 11 birdie looks inside 15 feet on Saturday.
Well, he did. I did watch him miss. The only thing I watched on, was it Saturday, where he missed the 2-footer for birdie and had a 4-footer coming back.
And then he 3-putted 16 and 18 on Saturday. Otherwise, he was going low. But he still dummied his playing partner that day, Patrick Reed.
That's dummied all that really matters.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dummied him. Yeah. Now you wear red, you little punk.
He was over par, I think.
Yeah. Good to see. Good to see. Just beat him into submission. But then Reed's... I'm thinking of the Ryder Cup coming up, and just makes me so upset. Yeah. But I mean, he can lose every match.
Well,
that's
future of Europe. That's okay.
Yeah,
lots of likable
speaking
guys.
Speaking of Euros, Rory with a quiet T8 after that 64 on Saturday.
Yeah, bogey free.
Bogey free round of the weekend.
Man, if that guy could just put it all together, if you just blow everybody away.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Well, he was second in that tournament, and I took him this week. T8, but he was up there on that, like, when he went low there. I think that 64 he shot, because he made the cut on the number and then went 64, and then I think at one point he was T2.
Yeah, he was up.
But
there.
Then they went down. I think the leaders teeing off on Sunday were 11 or 12. But
Justin Rosie,
another Euro. Guys up there all the time.
Mm-hmm. So consistent.
He's in fine form coming up here.
I didn't notice if the glasses were on or not. So yeah. I can't comment on that.
I did then. Not. Also.
No, I didn't. I was playing golf yesterday.
Yeah. Weird start times.
Yeah. That's not great.
Imminent weather, which is funny because they went into a playoff, and for them teeing off that early weather must have been later in the day because they went into a playoff and there still didn't look like there was any problem with the weather.
No.
But that ruins a good Sunday. Yeah. You want to get all your yard work done and then lay on the couch and watch the end. And it was what the playoff, I think, was at 1.
Yeah.
One local time for us, anyway.
Yeah.
I guess for you Easterners, that would probably be a little bit more mid-afternoon as compared to watching final at supper time. But
yeah.
Overall, not bad. Canadians, though. Nah. I want to talk about them. Hadwin, the only one that made the cut.
Mackenzie Hughes qualified for the U.S. Open today.
Yes. Congratulations.
Second. So does that count as a missed cut for Hadwin?
I don't know if it count. It's missed, did not finish.
Right? It was a Saturday cut, right?
Yeah. So he made it, and then he was part. There was 76, 76 that made it, and then they cut it down to 70 or whatever it is. So I don't know if that officially counts as missed cut. I don't think so. But I don't think they get paid. I don't know if they get paid, though.
No, I wouldn't think so. So the streak keeps going, but he doesn't cash check.
Yeah, so.
We should probably mention Joaquin Niemann, though.
Yeah.
3 top 10s and 5 starts.
Yes.
He's 19 years old.
He's
he has braces, for Christ's sake.
What did I read? He now qualifies for sponsors exemptions for the rest of the season.
Yeah.
So he didn't have all those, the ability to get all that until now. He's got 3 top 10s, so now he can be essentially exempt, which you would think he's probably going to be. And then if he finishes the top 125, he gets his card for next year. And then he's already qualified for web.com final tournament, so he can get in that way. Like, he's got a bunch of different ways to get in to the
tournament. He'll get in. I mean, he's very talented.
He's pretty good, yeah. Just a little runt.
Yeah, swing to swing. Some braces off.
Yeah. Just upset.
All the ladies will be flowing in.
Yeah, anything else? Anything else we could chat about?
Yeah. What about that?
Oh, Cantlay.
Oh, yeah, Cantlay.
Cantlay got, he went on tilt. He got put on the clock for slow play and then just
he was
collapsed.
Four under on the front on Sunday and then those 3 bogeys on the back.
Yeah. Took him out of it.
Yeah.
And then, you're in the lead on the front. And then you come in the back and you have to watch 2 guys you're playing with going to a playoff. Tough, but that would be hard. I mean, whenever you get put on the clock, it just screws with you, right? You're in your own groove and then all of a sudden someone's telling you how to play.
Yeah.
And then you just get out of sorts and
Tyrrell Hatton
fall off.
Vouch.
Yeah, Tyrrell.
I haven't seen him much lately.
Yeah, probably playing overseas,
There's a pretty big tournament over there this weekend, too.
Was there?
I don't
know. Thorborn Olesen won it.
Oh, nice.
Good for him.
Mm-hmm.
What? Sorry, interrupt you. What else do you have there?
Well, I'm sure you two dummies want to talk about the accountant there.
Phil? Oh,
I just wanted to mention that he beat Tiger and no one was talking about him.
That's it?
That's it, yep.
Yeah, that's good enough for me.
Yeah.
And he's getting
moving on.
A nice rhythm here before the U.S. Open.
And just peeking to just come up short in another U.S. Open, eh?
We should talk briefly about how Tiger's game, with the way that he was with proximity and things like that and not putting as well, if he carries that over into a low-scoring tournament like the U.S. Open, he could easily win it.
Mm-hmm.
When is guys it high-scoring or is it low-scoring?
High scoring.
A high scoring? Tournament.
Yeah.
Sure.
Correct.
High, yeah. Sure.
Moving on.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
Moving on.
You got a tip for us this week?
Yeah, we got Mikey's back. He's playing another tournament this weekend. He's playing in the Long Island Open this weekend. Probably going to win it again.
Yeah.
Guy's hot. Really, really up in his street cred for the listeners.
Mm-hmm.
Guy knows what he's talking about. So good luck to him this week in the Long Island Open. But one thing he really wanted to stress this week, not necessarily a tip, but just one thing that he really wanted to let us in on, to tell our listeners, is that practicing short game is not done enough. He stresses this because if you can dedicate one practice session a week to your wedges, depending on how many practice sessions a week you have. But leave the rest of your bag at home so you're not tempted to take the driver or the long irons out. Just take your wedges. Then when you get to the range, you do a half, you do your half swing, your three-quarter swing, and your full swings with each wedge, and note your yardages, because if you have three wedges, now all of a sudden you have nine different shots that you can play inside 100 yards.
Mm-hmm.
So I agree. It's something that I don't do, but that's because you know, you have to really dedicate yourself, because I always want to. I'll hit a few wedges and then all of a sudden, yep, driver, long irons, let's let a few buck, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, and then he recommends, obviously, that everyone has at least three wedges. Most pros have four, and him himself has a 48, a 52, a 56, and a 60.
I was just going to say that, but most pros don't carry a pitching wedge anymore. They have like a Vokey or whatever they use at 48 or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah, so he's got the 48, 52, 56, 60. I guess I have a 49 and a half and a 60. So there's a big gap in there that could probably be filled with some shots.
I got it. Yeah,
if you get a 56, you won't have to putt out of the bunker.
I'm not really ready to stop putting out of bunkers. Hey, if they're not going to put lips on them, I'm going to keep putting out of them.
Mm-hmm. You got a 52, Harv?
54.
Oh, yeah.
54, 60, 64.
I got 56, 60, 64.
Yep. See, that's what I'm missing.
Mm-hmm.
But thanks yet again to Mike. Good luck in the tournament. And moving on. We got a good one today. Ultimate Foursome's back for yet another week. It's the NBA Finals.
Yep.
LeBron about to go 3-7 in finals.
Ooh.
So we might as well tip our caps, because by the time we get to next week's episode, the finals will be over. It'll be a sweep, most likely.
Might be over for the
so we're going too. We're going with the Ultimate Foursome NBA players. Now, this is both active and past NBA players.
All-time players.
All-time players. Can be anything. Who wants to lead it off?
I'll start it off.
You're going to go.
Yeah,
you're
going to
right off the hop, eh?
Right off the hop.
Let's get this out of the way, he says.
Yeah. Well, once it was decided that we could go all-time players, I thought this was the perfect opportunity to settle the debate of who is the greatest of all time. So that's a little bit of a teaser.
Teaser.
But starting off, first player that I'm playing with is 33 years old. He's 6'8" and coming in at 250 pounds. Some probably have him rated 2, some have him 1, but we're going to settle it on the course. LeBron James.
LBJ.
If you're settling it on the course, I don't think he's going to come out on top.
We don't know this. The guy's an athlete. He's good at probably everything he does.
Chances are he's not good at golf yet, because he hasn't even tried it. He's so consumed with basketball.
Probably give him a paintbrush, he paints a masterpiece. he's just good at everything he does.
So, well, just to take the suspense out of here, you might as well just list number 2 so we can get into it.
Okay, number 2. 55 years old.
Okay.
6'6", 223 pounds. Michael Jordan.
So the greatest of all time.
Well, let's not go down that road. Let it be settled on the course.
6-0.
Oh, goodness.
How many strokes is Mike given LeBron
on the
first tee?
I don't even know if LeBron knows what a golf club looks like.
Probably 7 strokes for 7 losses, right?
Well, yeah, because Mike ain't giving him any. Mike ain't giving him any. Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, that's...
Nothing worse than creating the whole super teams, and then it completely backfiring on you, and you just losing constant finals to super teams.
Bulls were the first super team, but anyways. I mean, they're so close in everything, right? Like, Jordan played baseball. They're saying LeBron might go play baseball this summer.
Football, they were talking.
Football. Maybe. Jordan made Space Jam. They might do a remake with LeBron.
Yeah.
The only way to settle is on the course.
Monstars will win that game.
Jordan didn't lose in the finals.
LeBron lost 7 times.
LeBron lost 7 times. And
I mean, you got to get there to lose.
Hates J.R. Smith now.
Poor J.R.
Anyways, so those two are on separate teams for obvious reasons.
Yeah.
Yep.
Third, I mean, he's probably not practicing. but he's 43 years old.
He ain't in the range.
He ain't in the range. 6 feet tall, 165 pounds, Allen Iverson.
AI.
So, we're at sales, probably Jordan and AI, just because I want to be on Team Goat. So, if he wins, when they settle that on the course. So, yeah, those two ride together, me and LeBron.
I think Allen might be decent in golf.
Well, could be.
Maybe like a 15, 20.
Walk out there and just play, right?
Yep.
Because you don't practice.
Nope.
Yeah, I mean, chances are him and LeBron are fairly similar at golf. So then it's you versus the real GOAT, MJ. And then you can see what happens. He's probably better than you, but...
He's coming in at a 3 handicap, I think.
Yeah, so he's got you beat. This is another thing he's better than everyone in that group at, besides basketball, obviously.
Besides basketball, yeah. Yeah, so that's my group. We're settling the score once and for all.
All right.
That's a good group.
Ronald, are you going next, or you want me to go? Let's see. I got your... Yeah, you go next. Yeah, you go next.
I'll go. All right. I'm starting off with a 44-year-old, 6'3", 180, out of British Columbia, Canada. Steven Nash.
Oh, nice.
I Brian still don't buy it that he's 6'3". I just don't.
Yeah.
I do.
Well, he might have shrunk a couple.
Yeah, you see him. He does lots of cameos now and shows, and he's been in movies and stuff. You can tell.
Yeah, he's in the walking backstage or behind the scenes at the game when those guys got tossed out.
Yeah, with his kid.
I'm out of here.
He's actually a really funny guy.
And he probably brings a soccer ball with him.
Quite the personality. Greatest Canadian NBA player of all time? Yeah, gotta be, right?
He's up there with...
Two-time MVP.
What about the guy who invented the game?
Nah.
William Naismith.
James, but yeah.
James?
Yeah.
William?
Jimmy.
It's James.
Jim?
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's the Jim Naismith trophy, isn't it? Yeah. Yeah, close enough.
Willie, you blew it.
Yeah, two-time MVP. Probably should have been three-time MVP.
Yep.
Some may say he got robbed.
Yep.
It's third one. But fun fact, he was born in South Africa. So maybe that's why he's decent at golf. They list him as a 13 handicap. Just a good athlete overall. Soccer, basketball, golf. Probably plays hockey.
He's an athlete. Canadian.
Yeah. All right.
Go there.
Second guy on my team. Coming in at 6'9", 220 pounds, 61-year-old Larry Legend.
Larry. Great golfer.
The Birdman.
Good golfer?
That's not... I thought great another golfer. Guy was named Birdman.
That's Chris Anderson.
Chris Anderson.
I would never
with his neck
him
tats.
I can't stand
Wait,
that
Nash,
guy.
Bird? Where are you going with this?
Yeah, Larry's 4 handicap. Super competitive guy. Like, trash-talking galore, obviously. So, I'm going to put him on my team. Okay. Three-time NBA champ, 3-time MVP, 12-time All-Star. What else needs to be said about him?
Yeah, he's
one of the greatest ever.
Yeah. Is he playing with you?
Yeah. Yeah.
So you and Larry versus Nash and...
Nash, and he's getting a good player. Coming in at 6'5", 205, 42-year-old Jesus Shuttleworth, Ray Allen.
Nice.
Hitting everything.
Used to be the best three-point shooter of all time.
Yeah. Used to be my favorite player in the league until he went to the Heat and won them a championship by making that three ball from the corner.
Yep.
So because
it had nothing to do with
as part of LeBron. That super team he was on.
Yeah, the superest.
The superest of super teams until it backfired.
Yeah,
those turds in Oakland are the superest of super teams.
Hey, we're getting there. We're getting there.
Ray Allen's a 1.5 handicap.
Wow.
I bet you he
got some golfers
long putts. Like,
oh yeah,
you know,
yeah,
he
that's
does.
His yeah. thing. Yeah,
and then just holds it.
Yeah, he's a
holds
putter
the club
one.
Up. So yeah, I got me and Larry against Ray and Steve, but I'm riding with Steve because he's more fun. He's the funnest of them all.
Oh yeah, not riding with your partner, hey?
Nah, mix it up.
Yeah, fair enough. Interesting. All right, well, I guess I'll put together my team here. Since we're on the topic of greatest three-point shooters of all time, if not the greatest shooter of all time, we don't even have to say three-point. Like, he's got the sweetest stroke. I just love his shot. What are you looking at me that like that? I mean, just because he doesn't shoot anywhere other than three doesn't mean that I'm not right. I mean, 6'3".
He's good at three-pointers and floaters and layups.
The best. Yeah. He's got a great touch. 6'3", 190, 30 years old, Steph Curry. I mean, he's a
great
golfer. He's a two handicap. Yeah. He plays in a lot of celebrity tournaments. Does really well, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just a sweet dude.
You like him a lot, don't
you? We're definitely hanging out. Yeah. I'm hoping that we can be buds. But
is he dancing after every par, or does he save those for birdies?
The shoulder wiggles?
I hope he saves them for birdies.
I mean, I would think he would. Yeah, we'll probably put together some sweet handshakes and choreograph dances. Hopefully call him up before. Guy's got swagger, but I mean, yeah.
Really good
player. He's one blown 3-1 lead away from what it would be 4 in a row.
Mm.
Yeah, so. Yeah, so I got that. Second, 6'6", 252, 55-year-old, Charles Barkley. I'm taking him because he's going on the other team, so I can easily win. He's going. Plus, it's like one of those, like, everyone says if you see his swing on video or live or whatever, it's like a car accident. You can't look away.
Mm.
And I just want to see how bad it actually is throughout an 18-hole round of golf. Because you only see like a few. Like he had that, was it Hank Haney, that whole show where he was trying to fix his swing. And
didn't he fix it a little bit, though?
A little bit. And then there's
only seven hitches compared to 20.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then it went completely out the window. Plus, he's hilarious.
Plus, plus
there's gambling. Yeah, there's gambling galore.
Yeah.
We're betting on everything. And all the bets. So I'm excited. I'm excited to get some gambling stories out of him. Yeah. Gamble on our round. He's probably got a few games I've never even heard of. I'm sure he's bet on everything.
He's probably razzing your boy Curry for the super teams.
Oh, yeah. He'll be on him. Yep. And then lastly, I'm going to pair Charles with... I needed a little Raptor feel. Being Canadian.
Oh, you got Vince Carter?
Nope. Oh. 6'10", 235, recently retired, 38-year-old Matt Bonner. The Red Rocket. One of the greatest Toronto Raptors of all time.
Oh, you might as well went Big Country Brian Reeves.
That's where I thought he was going with that.
No. The Grizz? No way. Yeah, Matt Bonner, the Red Rocket. I just wanted a Raptor. He's a two-time NBA champ.
Yeah.
Get some stories about, what it was like to play on the, I think that was Spurs championship. Spurs championships. He seems like a down-to-earth guy. His retirement video was hilarious. So he's good at making fun of himself. He posted that video of retirement. I don't know if you ever saw it, but you should look it up. His retirement video that he posted. He did a press conference and no one attended. It was just him at a podium saying that he's retiring. So it was pretty funny. But he seems like a nice guy. He referenced golf in that video. So maybe he's taking it up since he retired.
So you're pairing him with
Chuck.
Barkley?
Yes, with Chuck. And me and Steph are going to blow the wheels off those guys. Those idiots. I'll take all of Chuck's money. So I'm playing with
house money. He has any left?
Yeah, if he's got any left. Yeah, so that's... I got Chuck, Steph, and the Red Rocket.
That's like a Harv lineup there.
That's a weird team. Yeah.
Hey, it's all about having fun.
Yeah, I'm definitely having fun.
Well,
winning, definitely winning, taking some money. So yeah, that's mine. Pretty decent foursomes there.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of, I mean, I'm surprised no one took like Manute Bol or anything like that. Just to see those tall guys.
Give him a set of DeChambeau's clubs and. Let him loose. Yeah.
Some hockey sticks.
I liked every one of our picks except for LeBron and Curry, but
yeah,
it's pretty good otherwise.
I guess you'll live with it.
Yep.
All right, moving on to the picks segment. This is something you're probably excited to talk about.
Let's recap.
Yet again.
Brownell on fire 2 weeks in a row. Up to 6-5-3 now. I had DJ for an 8th place finish. Finau 13 and Lovemark 37th. Lovemark was up there early.
Yeah.
Harv was swearing. thinking I was going to have three top tens, but I still won with a 19 average.
Oof.
Coming in second place, Matty B had Rory with a nice T8. Day really struggled for a T44.
Yeah, he was leading. Right up there. Leading on, was it Friday even still?
We were declaring him the champ on Friday.
Yep.
And then
he missed his first putt inside 4 feet this season. I think he missed two, actually.
And then just wheels off.
Gone. Yep. Yips.
Streelman, 44th for a 32 average.
Yeah, that 44 kills.
Harv, nice little finish from JT, T8.
Yep.
What the other guys do?
Likeable, lovable, laughable, Luke List.
Likeable.
T37.
He was up there and then he fell off bad.
Yeah. And then the only miscut for anyone this week, Jordan Spieth.
Get that. Wow. GD putter working.
Yeah, that putter stinks. 40 average.
That's tough when you're up there, you know, one of the top guys in the world, and every other top guy makes the cut, and you're sitting at home.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be tough to swallow.
Yeah, it'd be tough sitting over my mansion with all my millions of dollars. And, yeah, tough. Tough.
It is tough. These guys are past it. Yes, those guys are past. It's not dollars anymore. It's they want to win.
Probably hit 1,000 putts on his putting green in his backyard.
Probably. I would too. He needs to do some serious soul searching.
Yep. Anyways, yeah. I'm hot.
Hot.
Coming.
Well, who are you taking this week to stay hot, kid?
Well, we got the FedEx St. Jude in Memphis. TPC Southwind.
You heading back to the well of... Like, well, is there a guy that does well here that you're probably going to take?
I think I'm going to go with him. He's won this tournament twice in 2 starts.
Was it Small Dick?
Nope. Big Dick Daniel Berger.
BDDB.
I should probably fade him because he's...
Oh, absolutely. I'm so happy you're taking him. Yeah.
But someone had to take him. Like he's,
nope. Someone didn't.
He's won twice in a row here. Just loves this course. Beats it up.
Fade.
Like when I took... Luke Donald at
dead not last.
Yeah. Was not ready.
Yeah, Berger hasn't been super lately, but I mean, the guy's got to have a ton of confidence with his personal life.
Mm-hmm.
You'd think that would transfer he's over to the golf game, but
he's the anti Lucas Glover.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's got tons of confidence at home.
That's wild.
Glover's scared shitless to go home.
Yeah.
Well, wouldn't you do walking in all those doors?
Oh, yeah. He must have some powerful hinges in the house, eh?
Well, I also can get a black eye.
The two-way swinging doors and his kids are constantly running through there just smoking them with the doors.
Yeah, how else do you get those black eyes?
Yeah.
My second pick, speaking of goats tonight, I'm going with the gloat, Phil Mickelson.
Phil?
Ninth tier last year, runner-up in 2016 and 2013. And nice
good week last week.
Nice T13 last week.
Hmm.
He's
rounding a fourth. Top 20 at the U.S. Open.
Let's take him in our picks for the U.S. Open.
Top 20.
No, we're not doing that.
Anyways, 20. My third pick, I'm going with Chris Kirk.
Captain.
Yeah, he's got a couple top 10s this year lately. 52nd last week, but he made the cut on the number and then shot 66 on Saturday. So he... might be okay. I'm due to lose this week, though. Two in a row.
Oh, I see what you're doing there. Well, it's nice of you to just throw in the towel for
this
week.
I mean...
thank you.
I don't want to...
Yep.
I don't want to run away with it here.
Or if you want to go next, I'm just going to do a quick little recon here.
Okay. Yeah, I'll go. I'm going with a guy who stinks every time I pick him. I think this will be the fourth or fifth time I've taken him. The last four have been terrible. But Dustin Johnson.
Okay.
He's fifth last time he played here in 2016. And I mean, he's still number two in the world.
Eighth last week. And didn't do anything exceptional.
No. Only 2 par 5s here, so...
yeah.
I guess he has to feast on the par 4s if he can hit his driver. So yeah, going with him. Second pick. Who did I take? Oh yeah, Adam Scott.
Oh, yeah.
He's got to win.
He's getting there, yeah.
We talked about him earlier.
He's got to get it going to get in the U.S. Open, so.
He has 67 straight major streaks on the line here.
I mean,
yeah,
quick read of the power rankings right up on him. He's 7th on tour in total driving, 3rd in greens and regulation, and tied for 32nd in proximity to the hole. And 6th in strokes gained tee to green. So stick to what you know and get into the U.S. Open
his
here,
putting,
Adam.
His putting must stink then.
Oh, of course it stinks. He's going to friggin'
he's
boom.
Always he's always been one of the best ball strikers on tour.
Yeah, always.
Or if not the best.
I mean, and not he's easy on the eyes too. So, anyways, third pick. What did he finish? Like top 10, top 20 last week? J.B. Holmes.
Yep.
Coming back out of...
Jaboy.
Bit of a wild card pick, but...
Yeah, could be great, could be dead last, so...
Two par fives, too, hey?
He'll just drive the par fours then. Anyways, J.B. Holmes, Dustin Johnson, Adam Scott.
Got it. All right. The recon I was doing is I felt that someone had... one of our dedicated listeners had noticed a trend to most of our pods here. And so I was really hoping to get in something to do with Mike Weir, but he's not playing this week. So, I guess we're going to have to just break the, streak.
Another
of...
weekend just wearing that green jacket around the house.
Yeah, just, man, can't
it's
even bust
out
of the
now,
trunk.
Too. Like, it's summertime now.
Where, he's got to be, what, Southern Ontario?
Yeah.
Muggy out there.
Muggy, yeah. Mm-hmm. But poor guy, going to have to leave the jacket. Not leaving the house for yet another week.
Were you going to pick him? Or?
Well, I thought about it if he was in the field because I couldn't figure out a way how to get that into the pod, but I guess maybe next time we'll try to get it in.
Yeah.
But
it's always next time.
Another weekend at the winery.
Yeah. Maybe next time.
All right.
Wash his feet off. So first up, I'm going to go with the top play here, Brooks Koepka. Guys...
Don't get me started.
I mean, it ain't a bench press competition. It's a golf tournament.
For those of you listening, just go to pgatour.com at some point here. They got a picture of him on there for the rankings this week. Jacked. Guy is jacked.
Yeah.
But again, only two par fives, so we'll see what happens. But he is hot since coming back.
Mm-hmm.
So, got to take him. Just playing the odds here. Second, I'm going to take the Barn Rat, Kierdek. Happy Barn Rat. I think he was top 10 or 15 this
just
past
gotta
week.
Love that guy not giving a care.
No,
about the bond.
Some may say the complete opposite of this.
Yeah. Yes. That there's a trend. Yeah. Yeah. So that's what I. That's definitely why I took him. Yeah. Definitely took him to even out. To even
yin
out the
and
team.
Yang.
Yin and yang. And. To completely throw this team off the rails, my third pick is Tom Hoagie.
Who?
Are you even trying anymore?
Tom Hoagie.
There's a... might be 6'4".
Tom Hoagie is...
One guy's already eliminated.
So just... Before you get a little too carried away here, I'd just like to point out some of his stats. He's got 2 top 10 this year. He's 15 for 21 in cuts made. He just finished 13th last week.
What are his 2 top 10s?
And how old is he?
His 2 top 10s are too old to be in his last 10. So Farmers Insurance Open, he was 12th. He was 26th at the Arnold Palmer. And he was 13th at Memorial.
I want to know what the top 10s were.
Well, 13 last week.
Because I have a feeling
it's silly season
say
for sure.
Yeah.
Corrales.
Yeah.
No, he didn't play the
13th Corrales. Last week, though.
Yeah, Memorial. 13th.
Tied Phil.
Yeah, see?
So, does that mean Phil sucks?
Nope.
He's only 29th.
What's this guy's
29
name?
Years old. Tom. Hoagie. Could be Hodge. I mean, phonetically, I'm not sure what it is. But
well, wouldn't Hodge have a D in it?
I don't know.
Hoge? It's Hog. Not Hoagie.
Hog?
What's
Hog.
Quick research on
quick
Hog.
Research.
It's not Hoagie.
Well, you guys are researching that. I'm going to keep talking about maybe Brooks. How much do you think he benches?
Usually 225.
Really going out on a limb there.
for like 20 reps.
For 20, yeah. Do you guys get that yet? Running out of things to talk about.
I haven't looked it up.
Yeah, fair
I
enough.
Can't find it.
Well, I'm going to say it's Hoagie. I guess we'll stat check that for next week.
Phew.
Other than that, I don't know if you guys got anything else going on you want to talk about. Big shout out again to Player Golf.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully you know, we get a chance to hook up with them for a round of golf here soon. But until then, it's time to hit the clubhouse. Everybody get up, it's time to slam now. We got a real jam going down. Welcome to the Space Jam. Space Jam. Here's your chance, do your dance at the Space Jam. All right.